This is Authors in Focus.
Hi, I'm James Reed, fantasy author publishing under JMD Reed. Mask of Guilt, Mask of Illumination, Book 1 is out. We all wear masks, some of us to hide our guilt. Lady Fenari, lost in the malaise of depression, finds purpose with a group of all-women thieves, the Crack Gems. Intrigue, romance, betrayal, and adventure swirls around her in this epic fantasy tale. Today, I'm joined by Melissa Sell. She's the author of the portal fantasy, The Chronicles of Fae Rising. So how are you doing today, Melissa?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Oh, yeah, it's a good day. I mean, I'm tired, but that's pretty normal for me. I don't get enough sleep.
That's every day for me.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd like to start these off with a fun question or two. So, Melissa, would you like to live in your own book's world?
Ooh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah? All right. I wouldn't want to live in one of my books once.
I'd be happy to.
All right. So how long have you wanted to be an author, Melissa?
I think pretty much since I read my very first book, which I was probably about 5 or 6 years old when I read my first like chapter book. So ever since then, it's just I was like, I could do this one day. And eventually I did.
Do you remember which book it was?
Oh, my goodness. I want to say it was either something Sweet Valley High or Super Fudge. One of those.
Yeah, there was a book I remember reading a lot when I was a kid, and I don't know what it's called, but I just know I read it a lot. But, yeah, it was, I don't know, it's about some, like, kid inventors, and they just had weird adventures. So each, like, chapter was a different adventure, and it didn't really have a story, but I read it a lot, and I do not know what it's called to this day.
Like, oh, no. We need to find that out then.
Yeah, well, it's probably not worth reading. I'll probably like go like, oh, this is garbage. But I like this kid. So let's talk about your book, The Chronicles of Fae Rising, which is about two sisters who stumble into the world of the Fae. Is that correct?
Yes, more or less. It's about Kesta and Karis that are two sisters, and Kesta's going through a lot. She's an adult. She's in her early 30s, and her entire life has kind of fell apart, and her sister suggests a road trip like they did back in college, and that kind of goes not as expected at all whatsoever. So,
fair enough. And the unexpected being they ran into a bunch of fairies.
More or less they run into a bunch of truck drivers that are not very nice and are saved by two beings. They have no idea what they are. And then a wrong turn takes them into an area that causes the two gentlemen to come back again to help them. And they end up going into a world that they never knew existed.
Oh, fair enough. So into another world. So it's like a portal fantasy.
Yes. It's, there's a folklore around like the fairy rings.
Yeah. Yeah.
I write better than I speak, but
yeah, the ring of mushrooms. Right.
But yeah, like the folklore of the fairy rings is actually a portal that fairies, invented. Where they can close it off and they can go into our realm whenever they want to. But so
yeah,
the two beings,
the other world, right?
Yeah, that takes them to through a fairy ring in order to get to the world of Fae.
So who's our antagonist in this story?
Kesta.
Oh, really?
It's from her point of view.
Oh, I said antagonist.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, who's our villain in the story? Like, you know, there's got to be more than maybe just rude truck drivers.
Yeah, there is a villain that they come across. It ends up being they did not realize that they had a brother that was taken away from them early in life. Their memories were wiped completely so that they wouldn't remember. And they were raised in the mortal realm, but their brother was raised in the world of Fae.
Okay.
Okay. So that must make things interesting.
It really does, I think.
So where was sort of the idea behind this story? Like, what was your inspiration?
When I was 18, I had this really weird dream about myself. It was from my point of view, and everybody kept calling me Kesta. And I had all these weird powers for some reason, and it was really confusing. So I write down all of my dreams, and I kept it for 12, 13, 14 years. And during a book club meeting, we were reading about Faye, and one of my best friends asked me if I would write something for the book club because she knew I was a writer. And I said, okay. So I did. And I used that dream as a point of reference, and it just turned into, it was supposed to be like a short story, and it ended up being three books.
Okay. And so you've recently revised the story and are republishing it in November, is that correct?
Yes. They originally came out in 2010, and they did really well, but I just wasn't happy with it back then. It was, you know, you had more stipulations on what you could self-publish, and I wanted a larger word count, and I had taken things out that I didn't think helped the story flow, and it was also in third person. So when I took it out, I unpublished it and decided to go a different way with it and add in some deleted scenes. And some of my beta readers, one in particular, said, you know, would you try this in first person? And I was like, ooh, that's going to be a lot of work. She's like, yeah. Oh, let's go for a few chapters. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, I don't have to. So I did. And I really loved it. And it went really well with beta readers as a first person story. So that's what it is now.
All right. So, did you also, like, do new covers or same covers or?
Brand new covers, all brand new covers. Not that I didn't like the originals, but I figured with a, you know, a refurbish, it needed a brand new cover, so. Okay. And they're a little darker. If you look at the covers, there are actually little clues that are from each book inside the covers, especially the third one.
Okay, cool. So, how did you tackle the writing of it? Are you like a pantser or a plotter or something in between?
It really depends. There's a lot of stories that I don't plan out. I just write. But as far as if I know it's going to be a series, I will plan it out. I have in-depth outlines where I have the entire story basically written out by hand, but it's like a summary. It's like the Cliff's Notes version. Okay. So then I go back and then I make it with the details and all that. I am working on a young adult book right now too, as one of my WIPs, and I don't really have it planned out. I have certain points that I know I want to hit, but I have not done my lengthy plotting that I normally do. So it's a little weird, but it's my kids like it so far.
Oh, cool. Yeah. No, I mean, I wish I could heavily plot. I'm writing a sort of an epic fantasy story, and I kind of know where it's going to end, and I'm like in the middle, and so things are kind of starting to come into focus on the ending, maybe, or like at least ideas anyways of like, you know, what to do for the ending and how to get there, and to set it up, you know, now. So it's starting to finally come into focus now that I'm on book six.
Oh my.
Yeah, well, it's a lot. It's going to be like, my publisher wants me to do 12 books. So, okay. Yeah, well, 9 or 12. So it's, I don't think 9's enough. So now I'm shooting for 12.
But, well, yeah. Good luck to you on that. I don't know if I could do trilogy as far as I could ever go, because I don't have the attention span to go, I think, any further with a story than three books.
Yeah. Well, I wanted it to be kind of a journey story. So there's like just going across the world to like crazy places is part of the story. So
that's awesome.
It's not like they're staying in one place. Like they're always on the move to new places. So that does help. Yeah. No, I think I've written 8 books that all take place in one city between two different stories. And yeah, you know, I've kind of explored that city pretty much now.
Time to move on.
Yeah, maybe. But I want to put more stories in the city. It's a really good city. It's it has like a really good like urban decay to it. And so it's got a lot of like crime and intrigue and crazy stuff, and it's a huge population, so there's a lot of stuff happening there.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So, do you do a lot of like world building? Do you like make maps? Do you, you know, do stuff like that, or do you just like, you know, just pants your world building as you do your writing? I'm just curious.
For the Chronicles of Fae, I kind of mapped out where everything was going to be. I even created a language for it. There's a Fae language in it. But for other things, no. It's like I kind of just write stuff down to make sure I know where I'm going and don't, you know, repeat myself or, you know, make it sound illogical of where they're at. Like I didn't bypass something three times, you know?
Right, right. So you made your own language. Did you like come up with a vocabulary, or do you just like when I need to do words and that, I just kind of figure out like, or I mean, or do you understand what I'm saying? Did you like develop an actual like syntax and the whole shebang, or do you just sort of like have words that you can sprinkle in?
There was a basis for it from Tolkien, and I kind of just expanded on that and changed a few elements to it, and then it just kind of became its own. So there was still a base for it from something else. So it's not, I didn't like completely pull it out of thin air. It was just, there was a basis on it from Tolkien.
Yeah. Well, there's like a whole, like conlangs is a whole thing where people just like create languages, you know, and, you know, and they do all the syntax and grammar and all that fun stuff. So I was just curious how in depth. I tend not to go that in depth when I make up languages. You know, I tend to just like want to have words or even just the sounds of it. So like all my character names will sound like they're from the same culture, you know. But I have on occasion had to like do grammar. Like I did one series where like the magic was like how you wrote like a sentence. It's like it was sort of like you had to create the magic was like all rune magic. So like the better you wrote the logic of your sentence, like the stronger the magic would be. So so I really had to have like its grammar and like I had to create parts of speech that were more geared towards a magic system. Like if an effect is supposed to always remain in place versus an effect that's supposed to be temporary, that'd be like two different verb tenses that we wouldn't even have it. Yeah. So it was. And that series is sitting on my hard drive and probably will never see the light of day. Because I wrote two books and then I had some beta readers feedback that didn't work out. And so I kind of shelved it. And now I'm like nearly 2 years removed from it. And it just seems to be getting farther and farther away from ever getting written, finished. So
I do have some things like that. Just sitting waiting for me and... I like to say all the characters are sitting in limbo right now, just like floating around and like, are you?
Yeah. Like I have the third book outlined. And so like, I know how the series ends. It's just, I just wrote the first two books and then found out there was a problem with the character. And I also kind of just felt it wasn't very marketable series. And so I kind of abandoned it for something that has more epic fantasiness to it, which is my current project. So that's the other reason. It's like, it's fantasy, but it's not like dragons and swords and sorcery fantasy. So that's kind of the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard for the non-traditional stuff to get traction in the indie world, it seems.
I actually have two murder mysteries also, one that I am published to redo. And it's actually going to be in first person again. That one's going to be in first person. And then its sequel and stuff's already written and sitting there waiting for me to republish the first one. But right now, everything else is... kind of taking the top drawer. So
murder mystery, what's that like to write?
Fun. It's always been my preferred genre. Fantasy was always second. I never really wrote fantasy until the Chronicles of Fae. I think I had a few smaller stories that I had written throughout the years that I just, you know, they were just mainly for me. But I've always been a murder mystery and detective stories type of girl. Like, I grew up with Nancy Drew and Sherlock Holmes and Agatha Christie. And I was just, that was always my preferred genre. And then I got into fantasy. And the world building, I think, is my favorite thing. And that's probably why I've stuck with it. Because you are, like, your own god in those worlds. You create everything from, you know, the trees and the flowers to the characters, the moon and the sky, and you do everything. So I think that's where the appeal came, and maybe I have a god complex, I don't know, but that was I think that's why I've stuck with it still and kind of set the other stuff to the side for right now.
Okay. So you got quite a number of projects in the work. You got the young adult fantasy series.
Yes.
What's that about?
It's about a young girl named Hannah. It's called Hickory Hollow. It'll be at least 3 books. I'm still working on the first one right now, but I have everything set out. But it's about a young girl named Hannah, and her family has to move. Her father passes away, and her mother ends up remarrying, but the man that she married turns and actually tries to kill them. So they go on the run from him and end up in a small town called Hickory Hollow.
Okay.
It is a fantasy novel. She learns about a heritage that she had and about the town that the town she was destined to find.
Okay. Yeah. That's it sounds like a fun story.
My kids seem to enjoy it. They're some of my biggest critics, actually.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I have a hard time finding people to, like, well, I have an author friend. She's brutally honest with me. So that's nice. And soul crushing at the same time.
I have a couple of those too. And I am one for several other people, so.
Yeah, I'm too nice to be soul crushing to someone. But, anything else besides your young adult and your sort of mystery stuff in the works?
I'm sorry?
Do you have anything else in the works besides your young adult and the mystery stuff?
Not right now. I've had a couple ideas for continuing my Escapades of Nay series. It's a children's story series. There's 2 books in it, and they're published, and they're out. My kids have asked me to write a couple more, and I just haven't gotten around to it. But I had a few ideas for them.
All right.
I think I have enough projects right now. I don't need to add any more on.
Yeah, so are you still, like, revising Fae Rising?
Yes, it's still under editing, going back, because with it being transferred all over to first person, it's a little more lengthy, but trying to get everything conveyed from the third person into the first person with the extra scenes and everything is taking longer in the editing process. Otherwise, it would probably already be out, but...
All right, yeah, I get that. I would dread having to do that.
If I hadn't liked it so much in the first person and with the rewrites, I probably would have said forget it. But I do like it much more this way. It is darker and has a better feel to it. The first one wasn't as dark as this version is.
Okay. Well, where can our listeners connect with you, Melissa, on the internet?
I'm sorry?
Where can our listeners connect with you on the internet?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook, TikTok. You can go to my website, melissawillisell.com, or you can find me on United Fatum Publishing, which is the publishing company I own.
Okay, cool. Well, it was really great talking with you, Melissa.
You too.
You have yourself a great day.
You too. Have a great week and make good choices.
This has been Authors in Focus. You can find my fantasy novels on Amazon. Follow news of my writing at my blog, jmd-read.com, and follow me on Twitter at jmdread. You can also join my reader group on Facebook, Fantastical Worlds of the Imagination. You can find more episodes of the podcast at fantasy-focus.com and wherever your favorite podcast is hosted.